Well, having noticed two passages side by side, one from Ephesians, one from the Gospel of Matthew, I suppose you may wonder whether I'm returning to Palm Sunday and preaching about the triumphal entry. But I think you'll see the connection. When we are told put on or to take the helmet of salvation, and between the triumphal entry where arriving to the city of God is that Savior. So we'll talk about that. I think you'll see the connection a little bit. I really would like to, if as best I can, take you to the temple grounds itself in Jerusalem from Scripture's account. And if you want to, it's in Matthew 25. I'm not going to read all of those verses, but you can have it open and watch it as I describe the situation there. But as best I can, I'd like to take you to Jerusalem the Monday before Jesus was crucified on a Friday, and to a time where there was an enormous amount of interest and curiosity concerning Jesus among the crowds. But keep in mind that the crowds had come from a long distance, and he's been at it for 3 years in the area, and so he's probably been heard of. But still, there's just a lot of curiosity. Matthew 21, verse 10 says, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And that question is not so much a complete ignorance question, like, "Who is this? Never heard of him before." But rather, what is the implication of what seems to be happening in conjunction with this person? Who is this? Just exactly who is this? Do I have my passage right there in Matthew? Just want to make sure I'm noticing which account I'm working with here. Yeah, I think I said Matthew 25, and it must be 21. So you can look at Matthew 21 for this. What would the atmosphere have been like in Jerusalem at festival time when the triumphal entry happened? It says, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" Well, that entrance into Jerusalem is the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so we're remembering that there were massive crowds thronging him, praising him, giving him an entrance into the city with palm branches laid before him. The entrance of a very great hero. And I ask, what was the atmosphere in the city at that time? There are very, very few who would accept the plausibility of an estimate for the kinds of numbers that might show up for a Passover feast that we find in an actual writing of Josephus, an ancient Jewish historian. We can't trifle, though, with Josephus too much. He was born in 37 A.D., so he's a pretty close contemporary to some of these things. And I really have no way to assess his report, and Josephus is not the scripture by any means. But on a certain occasion, he has this in the book that he wrote called The Jewish War. On a certain occasion during his lifetime, he estimated the attendance at Jerusalem at 2,700,000. And again, I'm not here to evaluate that number in any final way, but the numbers were probably greater than you think. And that's, I'm just trying to give a sense for crowd. And Matthew simply says a very large crowd was flocking around Christ and praising him in that way. You know, the dimensions of the temple area are also probably bigger than what you imagine. Can you think of any modern day photo of Jerusalem and that temple area, which now has the Dome of the Rock on it? But the dimensions are probably greater than you would think. The temple itself was very tall, not very wide, but very tall, and would have been counted one of the, counted among the ancient wonders of the world. But architecturally, it was up there among them, built by Herod the Great, and that's what Herod is known for. Herod builds Masada, Herod builds the Herodium, Herod builds the temple structure, and he has a huge amount of dirt fill to make this enormous flat area bound by these walls and whatever. If you were to enter that from one of the gates when it was fully in its prime during those days, as you entered one of the exterior gates, the open quadrangle before you, paved all the way across, would have been 500 yards wide and 300 yards deep before you, surrounded, of course, by these walls. And inside, you have this very tall temple, but it too is surrounded by a wall. There's a courtyard of its own, and then there's probably another wall.